Bucharest, Romania is urging the European Commission, EC, to grant a temporary suspension of carbon dioxide certificate obligations on electricity exported to Moldova, as the neighboring country battles a severe energy crisis. Speaking on January 8, Energy Minister Sebastian Berduha confirmed that both Romania and Moldova have formally requested a derogation from EU emission trading rules that currently apply to Romanian-generated electricity, even when sold to a country in emergency. Why the request matters: Moldova is experiencing a state of emergency in its energy system, triggered by the collapse of natural gas imports from Russia. To stabilize the grid, Moldova now imports between 50% to 60% of its electricity from Romania, part of it through short-term trades on the day-ahead market. A large share is also supplied under direct bilateral contracts with major Romanian producers, including Nuclear Electrica OMV Petrom. However, these imports carry the added cost of EU carbon dioxide certificates, even though the electricity is consumed outside EU borders. Minister Berduha emphasized that waiving these carbon-related charges would offer critical financial relief to the Moldovan government, which is currently subsidizing energy costs for low-income households. Sharp price hikes for Moldovan consumers: as of January 2025, Moldovan electricity tariffs surged by 65 to 75%, reaching approximately 24 cents per kilowatt-hour, a price on par with EU averages, but disproportionate for a country with much lower income levels. In contrast, regulated household prices in Romania remain significantly lower, making the cost disparity even more stark. The carbon pricing burden not only affects Moldovan consumers, but also risks undermining regional energy solidarity, especially as Moldova continues its EU integration efforts. Next steps. Awaiting Brussels' response, the joint request from Bucharest and Chișinău has been submitted to the European Commission for review. If approved, the exemption could temporarily remove the carbon dioxide certificate obligation for exports to Moldova, alleviate price pressure on Moldovan energy users, support cross-border resilience within the EU's extended energy market. The EC has yet issued no formal response. However, analysts expect the proposal to be debated as part of broader discussions on energy affordability, energy poverty, and EU neighborhood cooperation in early 2025. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.